General Mills, makers of Kix, invite you to beat the band. If you can. General Mills, makers of Kix, K-I-X, Kix, the delicious new ready-to-eat corn cereal that comes in tiny round golden bubbles, presents that new novel radio game, Beat the Band, featuring Ted Weems and his music, Perry Como, Marvel Maxwell, Country Washburn, Elmo Tanner, Red Engel, and Parker Gibbs, who join with Gary Moore to bring you this opportunity to beat the band. And now, the band you have to beat, Ted Weems and his orchestra, play Goody Goodbye.
To help you beat it.
Gary Moore.
And beat it we will, Fort. Our listeners have sent in some tough and interesting questions for this session of Beat the Band, and of course those whose questions are used will receive $10 each. Now those who beat the band are guaranteed a minimum of double money, $20 and a case of Kix, but it may be much more. General Mills will divide a big jackpot of $100 equally among those who beat the band. For example, if four people beat the band, they each will receive $25... plus, of course, $10 for that question. Now, if two people beat the band, they will receive $50 each, plus $10 for that question. Now, if only one person beats the band, that person will receive the full $100, $10 for that question, and, of course, a case of Kix. Now, boys, you all ready?
I got my bass drum all set for the kitty, Gary. I'm ready.
Fine enough, country. Now, look, you have the boys got a half dollar ready to throw it in when they miss a question, will you? Folks, you listen to the boom of the old bass drum. It tells you when someone beats the band. And now for the unrehearsed portion of our program. The boys know absolutely nothing about the questions I will ask. And after gazing briefly about the band, I'm fairly sure they don't know anything about the answers either. But anyhow, try them out, and here we go. Here comes question number one. If the band misses this question, Ted Weems should make you all ride the L for a while. Mrs. Marge Taggart of Cincinnati, Ohio asks, what popular song title suggests the way a tightwad on a streetcar gets his daily news? What popular song title suggests the way... Oh, look, I don't even have to repeat the question. There's Rosie McCarg with his hand up in the air, all right?
Over somebody else's shoulder?
That's perfectly right. All right, now, Rosie, can you play Over Somebody Else's Shoulder? Huh? If you're having a little trouble, you can lean over John Helmer's shoulder next to you and play. Start the program right now with 10 points up on the old scoreboard there for Rosie McCarg. Very good. You know, manners on streetcars nowadays are pretty awful. I went in a streetcar the other day. I offered a lady my seat, and she fainted. When she came to, she thanked me, and then I fainted. Well, question number two here, the fleet must be in on the West Coast, because H.W. Halbert of Hollywood asked this. A sailor discharged from the Navy buys a suit of civvies. As he puts away his winter uniform, how does he bid it farewell? 14 men in search of an answer. Oh, look, there's Parker Gibbs' hand going up in the air. All right, Parker, I hope you're not putting yourself out on a limb on this.
Bye-bye, Blues.
That's right. Bye-bye to his winner, Blues. All right. Now, wait a minute. Oh, wait a minute. Don't fall. You've got to play it. And with embellishments. All right, Parker. And Parker gets 10 points up there on the old scoreboard. All right, I knew a fellow one time who joined the Navy to see the world, and they put him in a submarine, so you know it never pays. Now, here's one. An order of egg foo young goes with this question. Mrs. Forrest Burpee of Troy, New Hampshire, tells us that a man eating in a Chinese restaurant demanded to see the chef. Now, a popular song of a few years ago tells you how the waiter pointed out to the man that the cook was arriving. Uh-huh. Long silence here for looking on each other's shoulders and trying to find out what the answer is. Huh? Oh, here's the question again. Now, the man went into a Chinese restaurant and demanded to see the chef. Now, a popular song of a few years ago tells you how the waiter pointed out to the man that the cook was arriving. Chinese cook. I'm afraid time's... Look, all right, there's Joe Hoove and Tan going up, and you just saved the band in time. All right, Joe?
Looky, looky, here comes Cookie.
That's right. Looky, 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 here comes Cookie. Now, can you play it on your trumpet, Joe? Huh? He's scratching his head back there. Never mind that. Scratch your trumpet and try to get a tune out of it, would you? Huh? Up on the old scoreboard, and so much for our first group of questions, but there are plenty more where they came from, and even tougher. And right now, Ted, music, if you please, will you? You got someone hand?
All right, Gary, and it's one of today's top tunes with Perry Como singing Indian Summer.
Well, that sounds like the right answer to me.
Summer, you old Indian summer, tear that comes after Juneline's laughter. You see so many dreams that don't come true. Dreams we fashioned when summertime was new. You are here to watch over some heart that is broken by a word that somebody left unspoken. You're the ghost of a romance in June going astray, fading too soon, that's why I say farewell to you, Indian summer.
Has been shown to be the fastest growing new ready-to-eat cereal introduced into the country over the past 2 years. That means, of course, that there must now be literally millions of happy Kix users. But the very fact that Kix is so new is proof enough for me that there must still be some folks who have not yet had their first taste of this new cereal, right? Well, if you happen to be one of those unfortunate persons, let me tell you right here and now that Kix is a new treat that simply mustn't be missed. It's not flakes, it's not shreds. It's something really new in the way of a ready-to-eat breakfast food. A marvelous new corn cereal that comes in tiny, crisp, delicious golden bubbles. And don't forget the sensational new crisp-assured Kix package either. It contains three separate wax-sealed cartons to keep these delicious Kix bubbles fresh and crisp at all times. Try Kix, will you?
Now get those half dollars ready, boys, because here comes another set of toughies. And here's a question that's answered by a tune from, we should say, as early as 1919 or so. James G. Fallon of Brooklyn, New York asks, what are the major league club owners chanting since Commissioner Landis made his recent ruling? Aha. Baseball fan. We don't seem to have many in the crowd here. Maybe night baseball. No? Not even night baseball. Oh, look, Parker Gibbs is over there really having an awful time. He scratches his eyebrows off on every program. He sits and digs at his forehead. All right, I'll give you the question once more, and then it's too bad. The Major League club owners, what are they chanting since Commissioner Landis made his recent ruling? Parker Gibbs is going to commit himself. He's got his hand up. He's got it down. We're going to make you answer it. All right, Parker?
What is it? You going to keep him down on the farm?
Well, what were you worrying about, that's right? Well, why lose his pounds? Now, can you play it on the saxophone, huh? Can you play it? Good enough. And Parker Gibbs gets 10 points up there on the old scoreboard. The ruling, of course, Commissioner Landis's ruling did away with the baseball farm system. Now, next question. Norman Miller of Chicago, Illinois, tosses a curve in your direction, boys, with this one. When the music teacher asked a pupil to recite the musical scale, he replied as follows. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, ti, do. Now, what standard number does his mistake suggest to you? Uh-huh. Boys don't know. They haven't played for scale for so long. They really can't imagine what the answer to this thing is, huh? All right, I'll give it to you once again. The professor asked the pupil to recite the musical scale, and he replied, Do, Re, Mi, Fa, Sol, Ti, Do. Now, what standard number does his mistake suggest to you? And there's Jack O'Brien back here at the piano. All right, Jack?
La Paloma.
What?
La Paloma.
La Coloman.
La Paloma.
Oh, La Paloma. Well, that's awfully good, but I'm afraid that's not it. Now, where does the Paloma come in? Maybe he bought him a cigar. No, that's not it. That's the wrong one. Maybe he bought him a cigar because he didn't know his lesson. I'll tell you what. The answer is no law. No law. They don't have any law in the scale. All right. Never mind, Jack O'Brien. You feed the kitty. Put 50 cents in the drum and go ahead. Put your 50 cents in the drum. Get over there. He's got to feed the kitty. It's the first one for today. And Norman Miller of Chicago, Illinois. There goes the kitty. Norman Miller of Chicago, Illinois is the first person to beat the band, and therefore he has the lead on that $100 jackpot at the end of the program, and he gets $10 for that question plus a case of kicks. Now, question, another one from Oakland, California, and penned by Mrs. Harold Akins. Comes this query, asks Mrs. Akins, what would you call the little tea shop where you had been overcharged for a cup of tea? What would you call the little tea shop where you'd been overcharged for a cup of tea, and there goes Joe Hooven's hand up in the air. All right, get right back there to Joe, will you?
In a little gypsy tea room.
That's right. All right. In a little gypsy tea room. Can you play it, huh? Second, 10 points up there on the scoreboard. He and Parker Gibbs are neck and neck for the jackpot. Of course, if that question had been, what does Ted Weems tip a waitress in a tea room? The answer might have been tippy, tippy, tin. But as it wasn't, we'll just pass on to the next question. Here comes science, and you had better know your physics, boys. Mrs. Leroy E. Ransom of Brockton, Massachusetts, asked you to name an old favorite that tells us where the law of gravity was discovered. This is going to be tough. You're going to have to go to school for this. Look, all the hands going up. Isn't that awful? Red angle right down the front row.
In the shade of the old apple tree?
That's right. Can you tell us how it happened? What the circumstance was?
Fell about there from Mr. Newton. And...
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. I
fell
Newton.
Down.
Where he got the idea from.
He was sitting under the tree and the apple fell off and hit him on the head.
That's right.
All right. Can you play? Points up on the scoreboard. The way you played it must have been sour apples, and I'm not fooling you either. Incidental, another historical note was that after Sir Isaac Newton discovered gravity that way, he was also sitting under a fig tree. A fig fell off and hit him on the head, and he discovered the fig Newton. I thought you'd like to know that. Just a bit of incidental information. No, not of my imagination. Here comes a question for the outdoor men in the band. Or is it? From David P. Haynes of Alexandria, Virginia, comes the question. Now, if you were walking in the woods and your foot got tired, you might sit down on a log, take off your shoe, and rub your foot. Now, what song, popular about 6 years ago, might help you tell what you're doing? Uh-huh. Oh, all right, there's Orm Downs, the drummer's hand going up in the air. Oh, Orm Downs.
Sitting on a log, petting my dog.
Sitting on a log, petting your dog is perfectly right. Good enough, you would, too. Now, can you play it on your drums, huh? Oh, no. No, that's a...
petting my dog.
All right, give him 10 points up there on the old scoreboard. Give him 10 points. I happen to know he probably knows the tune anyhow, so let's go into next question here. Here's one for the armchair athletes. E.K. Whistle of Somerville, New Jersey wants to know what popular song describes this situation. 5 dozen prize fighters' assistants hold a meeting. 5 dozen prize fighters' assistants hold a meeting. Uh-huh. All right, there's Art Winner's hand right back there in the back row going up. Art, it's Art Winner by George from Emporia, Kansas.
60 seconds got together?
60 seconds got together is perfectly right. Now, can you play it on your horn?
No, I can't play it.
You can't play it?
I give up.
All right, then that's fine with us. That's fine. Our side wins. You put 50 cents in the kitty, and it looks like E.K. Whistle of Somerville, New Jersey beats the band, shares in the ultimate jackpot, gets $10 for that question, plus a case of Kicks. But give Art Winner 5 points up on the old scoreboard for at least getting the title to the tune. Well, now a musical breather, if you wish, boys. There are more questions waiting for you, but rest the music for a while, and you bring the music. What's the tune, Ted?
Well, how do you like Elmo Tanner whistling our arrangement of that old favorite Moonlight?
Well, I like it fine, and everyone else will too, I'm sure, so let's have it.
Ladies and gentlemen, a writer recently pointed out that Snow White, a child's fairy tale, holds the movie box office record. While everywhere you hear grown-ups singing strange baby prattle songs like Down in the Meadow in the Itty Bitty Poo. As far as he could see, our mental age must be about 6.
Well, Ford, how would a commercial sound if that were true?
Well, Gary, I hate to do this, but...
Hello, kiddies. How would Ooh like to try a nice new crispy, crunchy cereal for breakfast? Then ask the grocer man for the cereal that comes in itty-bitty wound golden bubbles.
Well, Gary, there you are. You see how ridiculous it sounds. I think I'll stick to the old way of introducing Kicks. Seriously, ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't tried Kicks yet, you certainly ought to. It's not flakes or shreds, but tiny, round, golden bubbles that taste and look deliciously different, folks tell us, from any other cereal they've ever had. People are wild about the amazing way these little bubbles stay crisp in milk or cream, too. And from a nourishing standpoint, there's still another reason why many folks prefer Kix. This delicious new ready-to-eat corn cereal contains 4 added food values.
vitamins B and D, and calcium and phosphorus. Try it, will you? America's new corn cereal, Kix. K-I-X. Kix.
Now, gentlemen, look out, because here we come with our final session of questions for today. And the first one is a bit of whimsy and rhyme. Gives you a mighty good clue to the personality involved. William J. Rawson of Frederick, South Dakota writes, "You'll find him at the circus. You'll see him on the street. He's always at the ballpark, but he never needs a seat. Who is he?" Oh, all right, there's Pete Bielman's hand going right up in the air, back there in the trombone section. Good old Mr. Bielman, what's the answer?
I can't wait. The peanut vendor.
Well, as it so happens, you turned out right, I'm sorry to say. Can you play it on your horn? Points up on the old scoreboards. That was played by a trombone. Funny, a poem and a trombone player. I knew a poem about a trombone player once. It was short, but it was true. He blew, he blew, he blew, he blew. He blew, he blew, he blew. You get the idea. Let's get on to our next question. It'll be a cold day, incidentally, when you answer this one. Mrs. Mabel Tarter of Barry, Kentucky, sends it in. What helpful suggestion did the Eskimo boy make to his sister as they came up to the tunnel-like entrance of their igloo? What suggestion did the boy make to his sister as they came over to the tunnel-like entrance to their igloo? And there's Red Engel's hand going up, although he has a doubtful look in his eye.
Bend down, sister. Kneel down.
Red, you're amazing. Me, bend down, sister, is the correct answer. What do you know? Can you play it?
No.
<That'd> be... No, I'll tell you what, your first phrase was right, and that's all we ask you to play. One identifying phrase, bend down, sister. That's all you have to play. The second half you got in there to something else. I don't know what it was, but it was probably stand up, brother, or something. I don't know what it was, but anyhow. Anyhow, Red Angle gets 10 points there on the old scoreboard. All right, now, Shades of Spring we have in this one in the middle of a snow pile. T.A. Bickerstaff of University of Mississippi tells this one, "One night, a man was awakened by a mosquito. He kept slapping at it in the dark, but missed every time. Now, what popular song of some years ago might tell you what he said to the mosquito after one of these misses?" And there goes Elmo Tanner's hand right up in the air, the first one to be answered this afternoon.
The only thing I can think of is, please go away and let me sleep.
No, I would love to. I'd love to, Elmo. We're on the air, and besides, that isn't the title. I'll tell you. The answer to it is, oh, how I miss you tonight. See? Sure enough.
Well, I can whistle it.
Can you whistle it? Good enough. That doesn't save you from feeding the kitty. You put 50 cents in the drum, you do get 5 points on the scoreboard. And T.A. Bickerstaff of University of Mississippi beats the band, shares in the ultimate jackpot, gets $10 for that question, plus a case of Kicks. And all right now, here's one from Washington, D.C., sent to us by Howard O. Edberg, who wants to know, what recently popular song tells you how a rake would greet a certain other garden implement? That's all the clues I'm going to give on that one. It's pretty easy. How a rake would greet a certain other garden implement. Time is drifting away swiftly, gentlemen. Tempest fugit, or whatever they say. Yeah? All right, here's Comfy Wash, but he's looking back. No, you don't want it, huh? You changed your mind. All right, if you don't want it, the whole band's going to have to feed the kitty. Give you one more chance at it. How would a rake greet a certain garden implement? Sorry, the people in the audience have got it way ahead of you. The answer is, hi-ho. You know? Hi-ho, sure, so the whole band feeds the kitty. Everybody, 50 cents in the drum, if you don't mind. That's the whole band. Sounds like the Battle of Gettysburg coming in here. All right. And Mr. Howard O. Edberg of Washington, D.C. beats the band, gets a case of Kicks, shares in the ultimate jackpot, and also $10 for that question. And now I think we have time for one more very, very short one, and this one's right under your collective noses, boys. Mrs. John R. Bixler of Bristol, Pennsylvania asks, what song is suggested by Elmo Tanner eating a Frankfurter sandwich? Elmo Tanner eating a Frankfurter sandwich. And there goes Joe Hooven's hand up in the air. You've got 20 seconds to answer, Joe.
Whistler and his dog.
The Whistler and his dog is perfectly right. All right, now can you play it? If you do, you win today. Huh?
Oh.
He's scratching his head. Come on. Come on. No fair. People in the audience whistling it for him. Huh? All right, come on. Come on. Yeah, he's singing it all right. Get the foyer, and it looks like you get 10 points up there on the old scoreboard. And I'm sorry to say, it looks like time...
Yes, that's right, Gary. Time is up. What's done is done. And it's time to add up the bills and see what's happened.
Right you are, Fort. Now, you tally up, if you please, and don't forget Country Watchman's Kitty, will you? How about a tune in the meanwhile, Ted?
All right, Gary. Let's try a bit of the current tune, Pinch Me.
The scores for tonight. 14 questions were used, for which General Mills will pay $10 each or $140. 4 questions beat the band, so those persons will receive equal shares of the $100 jackpot plus $10 for their question, or $35 each, plus of course a full case of Kicks. That gives us a grand total of $280 paid for questions used on tonight's program. And the scoreboard tells us that Joe Hooven wins the Kitty. So pick it up, Joe. It's all yours.
Thanks, folks, for the grand questions that you sent in. And you folks who haven't tried to beat the band yet, why not send in a question right away? To you folks whose questions were used tonight, a check will reach you shortly. I hope you enjoy it.
Why not try to beat the band, all of you? Remember, if we use your question, you will receive $10. Those whose questions beat the band share equally in a $100 jackpot, and in any event, they receive not less than $20 plus a case of Kicks. Write that question today and send it to Beat the Band, Minneapolis, Minnesota. All questions become the property of General Mills, and of course, we reserve the right to reword them. It's a game, folks, and we want everyone to participate and have fun. We want you to know that every letter is read and receives careful consideration. There may be many similar questions with identical answers. And, of course, payment will be made only to that person whose question is actually used. This is Fort Pearson speaking for Ted Weems and his band, Gary Moore and General Mills, makers of Kicks, inviting you to join us next Sunday. In the meantime, hope you try that delicious new breakfast cereal, Kicks, real soon. And, of course, we all hope you'll make that try to beat the band. Here's news, everybody. Real news of 2 pleasant surprises waiting for you at the grocery store. Surprise number 1 is a supremely delicious new ready-to-eat corn cereal called Kix. Kix comes not in flakes or shreds, but in tiny, crisp, round, golden bubbles with a completely new, completely different popcorn-like flavor. And here is pleasant surprise number 2, the exclusive new crisp-assured package in which Kix is now packed. It contains a sensational new idea. 3 separate cartons, which keep the delicious Kix bubbles absolutely fresh and crisp at all times. Get Kix, K-I-X, Kix, in this new crisp-assured package tomorrow morning, will you?
This is the National Broadcasting Company.